Hi, my name is Hannah Southern, and I had the opportunity to study abroad in the Dominican Republic over J-term this past J-term, and I'm here with my partner to just tell a little story about one of the baseball games that I went to, but I'll let her introduce herself first.
Hi, I'm Allie. I'm a senior. I got the opportunity to study in Florence this past J-term, and we'll be telling one of my experiences after Hannah.
So basically, when I was in the Dominican Republic, the whole purpose of our program was to learn about the baseball and tourism industries in the DR, and kind of how that impacts the economy and the daily life there. So as a result, we got to go to a lot of different baseball games, which was really fun, but my personal favorite was one of the games that we went to when we were in Santo Domingo. So the Dominican Republic has a winter league. They have six different teams, and two of the rival teams are Licey and the Aguilas. Licey is the home team from Santo Domingo, and that's the stadium that we went to. And we got to see those two rivals play, which was really exciting. We weren't sure we were going to be able to go because it's really hard to get tickets. You can't really get the tickets online like you could in the U.S. You have to like get them at the box office in person. So we had a guide who was showing us around the Dominican Republic, and he ended up reaching out to some local connections he had in order to get tickets for our whole group, which was really exciting. So we found out like that day that we were going to get to go. And at the game, the energy was insane. It was unmatched. I don't know if you've ever been to a Major League Baseball game. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it is definitely a lot of energy there, but in the Dominican Republic, it is, for lack of a better term, a whole other ball game. It is so much fun. It's just like crazy loud. There's tons of music. The whole stadium was packed. I think there were even people just like standing who didn't have seats. There were just like so many people there. I've never seen that many people at a baseball game in my life. They also had a live band that was like walking around the stadium playing, and they would like play in different parts during different innings, which was like insane for there to be a live band. It was literally never quiet. Like, I know at like American games, it typically gets quiet like once they pitch and the ball's in play, but it was literally never quiet at all at this game. And the best part, in my opinion, was getting to talk to the locals. Like, they were all so excited that there were Americans at the game. Obviously, there's not normally white people at the stadium. But they had so much fun cheering with us for their favorite team, and it was really fun. And after the game, someone, like, started a fire in the stadium to, like, celebrate.
On the field?
No, it was, like, outside, like, where the, like, concessions and stuff were.
Cool.
Yeah. But we like saw in the news that a couple of days later that he got like fined a really big fine for starting the fire at the stadium, so would not recommend that. But it was really fun. The food and drinks were also way cheaper than what it is in the U.S. and so it was like the merch in the team shop, which was really nice. So we all like bought a bunch of gear for the game, which was super fun. And I just think it was just like a really good representation of like Dominican life and culture in general. Everyone was like super welcoming, super energetic. It was a lot of fun, so would highly recommend if you can ever go to a game in the DR. It's definitely better.
When I went to the DR, I just stayed at a resort. I didn't go off of it, but I would have loved to have done that.
Yeah, we definitely got to experience kind of like the tourist and non-tourist side, which was super cool to get to experience like both sides of it.
It's
so
really neat.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Nice.